Hi there. The word for today is never assume. In Proverbs 10, verse 4, the Bible says, "The hand of the diligent makes rich." Never assume that your instructions are clearly understood and will be carried out. The Bible says, "The hand of the diligent makes rich," and that word diligent means paying careful attention to details. When you give somebody instructions, check to be sure they've made a note of them. If they don't, you should be concerned. The unlearned and uncommitted tend to trust their memory with everything. But the shortest pencil is still better than the longest memory. When someone doesn't consider what you're saying important enough to write down, they're sending you a signal. The light is flashing red. Even if their intentions are good, in their busyness or overconfidence, your instructions can easily be forgotten. Those who are follow-through people always ask additional questions about the assignment and instructions you give them. For example, when you ask them to telephone somebody about a particular matter, they should automatically ask you the following one. Is there a deadline on this? 2. When do you need me to report back to you on the results of this call? 3. Is there any additional information I need to know? Now, if those kinds of questions are not forthcoming, chances are the person is not giving it enough thought and focus. When somebody tells you, "I'll try to get to it," that's another flashing red light, because much of the time they won't. The word try often reveals half-heartedness. So give your instructions to one specific person you know is qualified to do it. Not two people, one. Document the date you gave it to them and when you need them to report back. In other words, only give instructions to someone who is qualified to receive and implement them. The Bible says in Proverbs 10, verse 4, "The hand of the diligent," or the detailed, "makes rich." That's the word for you today.